What we have in the left hand is a chord. It's basically E, B, G sharp. So I'm starting with the E below middle C with my fifth. Then I'll play the B above that with my second. And then my first finger will play the G sharp above that. And of course, we'll need to roll this chord. Now, at about the same time, the right hand will play the B two above middle C with a fifth. Then G sharp below that with a third. F sharp below that with a second. Down to the E with the first. Back up to the F sharp. And then back up to the G sharp. So we'll have... Now you'll notice that as soon as I start this, I hold down the sustain pedal. Throughout this lesson, I will refer to the sustain pedal as just the pedal because it's the only pedal that we will use. And it's used quite a bit throughout this arrangement, even in places that I suspected it wouldn't sound so good, and it actually does. Then for the second measure, we'll do the same thing again. Right hand will play the B, left hand will roll that chord. But then this time, the right hand will play G sharp, A, G sharp, F sharp, E, and then F sharp, G sharp, F sharp, G sharp. So measure two is different in that aspect. Now let's take a look at three and four by themselves.